Hey, Scott?
Yes.
Hey, Scott. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. It's been a busy morning, but a good problem to have, I guess.
Yeah, not too bad.
I understand you were speaking with Tara. Did she do a good job of explaining why we were calling you today?
Yeah. She was going to get into like the pricing, and she kind of explained to me what you guys did and the Google searches and the maps and names to be listed and all that stuff. My question to her.
That question. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. The question to her was, what's the difference between you and PageHub?
Oh, PageHub. I know PageHub, actually. Yeah, they're here in Orange County, California. They do SEO, which isn't bad. I mean, we started out doing SEO. We still provide some SEO services.
What's SEO? The lingo is, I don't have it. What's that?
Sorry.
What's that?
Yeah, it means search engine optimization.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it's just an abbreviation for search engine optimization. And so that's how we started in 2004, but we became partnered with Google in 2017. So the Google headquarters is also here in Orange County, California. It's borderline Irvine, Newport Beach, off Jamboree Road here. And we report to them. Like, they oversee our operations. We have to get Google certification. Our clients also see different kind of results and placement from that partnership. Google kind of will favor those people and the verification process that we do and the optimization that we do versus traditional SEO. A traditional SEO company is basically, you know, for lack of better words, trying to avoid paying Google. Like, we didn't actually, jump into becoming a Google partner at our own discretion. It was kind of like Google was telling all the SEO companies that, you know, they're going to try to shut you down, or you can become a Google partner and operate in their guidelines, and they'll insure our clients. But they also take a big chunk of that pie. So we were doing pretty well as an SEO company on our own. We were actually the largest one in the country when that happened. And so PageHub is just one of those companies that's out there that hasn't actually opted into being a Google partner, and they're still kind of like fighting that process, but it's going to turn into like a do or die thing because Google owns the search engine. So it's kind of hard for you to offer a product on that search engine without paying the piper, so to speak.
I thought that they were a Google partner. Is that wrong? I mean,
any accreditation that they might have, it could be a traditional Google partnership, but there's a big difference between a premier partner and an actual Google partner. But it wouldn't surprise me. You know, I mean, at the same time, they got to head down that path or they're going to get shut down. You know, that's pretty much where they stand right now. But aside from just Google partner accreditations, length of time in business and experience, you know, if you look up PageHub and you look up Local Splash, we've been in business a lot longer. We have a lot of people that have worked previously here that are working there and vice versa, you know. So Google doesn't want us to necessarily bash anybody, whether they're in the partner network or not, just because it's just not good business practice. But you could also just do a simple search, look up PageHub and then look up Local Splash. They're not far from us here in Orange County, but they have 391 reviews, 3.4 star. Our company with 20 years experience has over 1,000 reviews and a 4.3 star or 4.2 star. So, you know, success on the internet is all about working with the right company. Either way, I still think it's a good idea for your business to get listed independently, whether it be through us or them. You know, there's a lot more benefit to doing that than going through a third party like Home Advisor by Angie, who's actually getting their leads from an SEO company or a Google partner company and just reselling them to you. So the leads that you buy on that platform are ultimately coming from a service like this, and they're just, you know, selling them to you and a couple other guys, and I know they're going to charge you the lead fees whether you get them or not. So, you know, for an SEO company or for a Google partner, you seem like an appealing option for us, just because you won't have to pay per lead any longer or deal with the saturation. We'll actually list you independently, and that usually yields good results as far as us working with you long term and seeing you come back every month.
Yeah. So, and tell me again.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. What is the name of the company?
Our company? Local Splash.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Local Splash.
Mm-hmm. And splash like water.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Two words.
Localsplash.com.
Fountain Valley, California. Yeah, you can go to localsplash.com or just look us up in general. Mm-hmm.
And so what's the, okay, so you had mentioned like an Angie's leads, right?
Yes.
Or Angie's lists or Angie leads, I guess.
You're using
those,
yeah. House to home contract.
Those leads come directly. Yeah, I am using those. What is the difference between that and what, and you guys said that you're, see, the thing is, I don't know enough about this stuff, and I'm probably just, you know, shooting from the hip here a little bit with this stuff.
It's okay. No, you got to learn it at some point. It's going to help your business a lot. Success is all about working with the right company in order to yield the right results.
Well, and I know advertising is kind of key when it comes to contracting. I get
100%.
That.
Yeah, especially as a roofer. Like, you don't want to neglect your Google reviews, your Google business profile, your Google verification. Those are definitely decision-making factors for a lot of homeowners.
Yeah, I mean, everybody that – see, the thing is everybody that calls me like you sounds the exact same. Sounds like the best thing in the world. Sounds like it's going to get me business. And I haven't been doing it that long. I haven't been advertising that long. And I haven't been using Angie's List that long. I haven't been using the Page Hub that long. I haven't.
Oh, you are using Page Hub. Okay, gotcha.
I am using Page Hub. That's why. But the thing is I'm just getting into it. I haven't even, like, designed the website yet. I haven't even given them.
Oh, wow.
Like a day or two old, man. So
I haven't
even had time. Today's
gotcha.
The first day of my career this week.
No, you're not doing anything wrong. Okay, so let me just break it down in the simplest possible form, okay, just to not overwhelm you. So if you go on Google and you just type in roofer or roofing contractor, Woodbine, Maryland, right? Okay, when you do that search, there's all different kinds of things you're going to see. You're going to see sponsored guys that say Google Guarantee. We could do that too. There's a DWM Roofing. They're doing a Google Places placement, which is what we're talking about doing for you. And then you'll see all these.
Sorry, hold on just a second, dude.
Uh-huh. Take your time.
I'm all about this kind of stuff. It's just everybody throws me the same pitch.
Yeah.
You're the fourth person to throw me the same pitch.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I keep getting, you know, I keep getting just a little bit from everybody. And when's it going to stop? How many of you guys are there? And,
yeah, once you're on the first page, I mean, nobody's going to call you to put you on the first page. It wouldn't really make sense, you know? But when you see a local contractor and then you only have, like, one guy in this area that's really doing the local listings, it's like, okay, you know, we have availability to put a business there, and, you know, obviously you're in business and you're looking to get leads if you're buying them off Angie. So they're kind of like, they're attacking you from that perspective. You know, we're going, hey, he's resorted to buying leads from a third party reseller. Let's call him about this placement. We have availability to put him on directly and just let people call him directly. So that's why they're blowing you up. You know, it just makes more sense than what you're actually doing.
Yeah, I know. What I don't understand, and when I Google, you know, just go on Google, roofing contractor, Woodbine, Maryland, I come up with about 10 options here, and it says, you know, even more roofers if I go to more roofers.
Right.
You know, right now, I mean, at the moment, I know this is every startup, you know, I can't compete with these guys. They have 5 stars, 5 reviews.
Well,
three,
they all,
you know,
they all got a call like this one day. They all got a call like this.
Oh, I know.
They got there. Yeah, just they started a long time ago.
I'm fine with that, but how do people see my name? How are people going to see my name out front right. of these other.
You see DWM. Well, you're not. It's not necessarily that you're going to be in front of them. You'll be up there with them, like side by side, and you're not going to have the reviews, right? But it's better to be there and in the conversation, even if you only have a couple of reviews and we're just getting started, than to not be in the conversation at all. Maybe never even get the phone call or a chance to pitch that homeowner or business owner on why they should go with you. You know what I mean?
No, I get that. If you don't do it, you won't get it, right?
Right.
You know,
yeah. So competing in that perspective, you're going to start from behind, but it's better to start from behind than not start, you know?
Yeah, and that's where the leads were coming in at. That's where I thought leads might work better for me, because not better for me, but both, you know, a combination of all, because the leads are given to me and they're not, it's not from someone, it's from someone doing a search on Angie's leads. That's correct, right?
No. So you typed in roofing contractor Woodbine, right?
Yeah.
Okay, everything's going to come down to this search results page, Scott. So if you scroll down, you'll see Angie's list on the first page of Google. It says top 10 best roofers in Woodbine. So they're paying Google to do this. They do their SEO, right? They pay Google millions of dollars. They do it all over the country, Home Advisor by Angie's. So what people are doing is they're Google searching, right? And maybe they talk to DWM. It's too expensive. Or maybe they talk to Chesapeake, or they talk to American Home Contractors. They go, it's not quite it. Somebody told me I could. So they go on to Home Advisor by Angie's. And if you click on that, those customers fill out this tedious form. It's like 20 pages of a form that they fill out. And once they've gathered all that lead information, they sell it to about four or five of you guys that are in that top 10. So you're paying to compete with those leads, right? And what the homeowner is doing on the other end is going, I'm going to listen to five of these guys, and whichever one's the cheapest. Because in their mind, you're all trusted contractors. That's what Angie's List is telling them. There's not one better than the other. And so they go, okay, whoever's got the cheapest price, I'm going to come out here and do my roof. They're all good roofers, right? So you're paying to compete. You're paying whether you get it or not. And then usually you got to drop your price in order to get it. And so it adds up. You know, you might pay three or four lead fees for every job, and it'll still make sense from a roofing perspective if it's a $10,000 job, right? But it's money you should be pocketing. You should be able to generate these leads on your own, have yourself in this conversation. So that's why we're basically calling you, is we're going, hey, let's work on your own Google business profile. Give people a chance to call you directly, hear your pitch from there, rather than once they've already gone down the list, now they're going to Home Advisor and Price Shop. You know what I'm saying? So Angie's List doesn't generate nearly the kind of traffic Google does. People just still Google things. They don't Angie's List or Home Advisor. Yeah, so that's why they put themselves on there. And that's the big reason why we're reaching out to you. So hopefully that brings a lot of transparency to the table there. That's why I was saying, even being with PageHub, it will be better than doing Home Advisor by Angie's List, in the sense of you're actually listing yourself independently on Google and giving people an opportunity to call you direct without subjecting yourself to all these lead fees and click fees, call fees, whether you get it or not. It's crazy. It's a lot of unnecessary spending. But if you don't have PageHub or a local splash, then it's like, I get it. You got to do something to get your feet wet, get your name out there. So I'm not saying you're on the wrong path, right? It's just not the best as a long-term marketing solution. It's not going to compare to, you know, what DWM might be seeing from being on the first page or any of these other guys. I can guarantee you nobody on that top 10 of Angie's List is making the kind of money DWM is making.
Well, all right. Let me get to a stopping point here. Let me just.
So the best thing that you could do from a leads perspective is Google guaranteed, actually. It's not even what PageHub's doing. It's Google guaranteed. Those guys that say Google guaranteed and sponsored the very top of your search results page, those guys are doing pay per lead with Google. The difference is Google won't sell the lead to multiple people. They'll call you with the homeowner on the line after they've pre-screened the homeowner, and then they don't charge you a lead fee unless you set an appointment to go out and give a bid. So they're basically, it's not pay per lead, it's like pay per appointment.
Pay per appointment. That sounds a lot better than pay per lead, because I mean, I am paying over $100 per lead, and every lead I get, no matter if I get an appointment with them or not, I mean, I'm paying for it, which
that's not
fine if it works.
Yeah.
But it's not a deal, correct. I mean, yeah, yesterday it cost me $200 and I didn't even make it to the house. And
yeah.
The job is gone. So, I mean, I understand what you're saying. And
yeah.
I like the idea. It sounds better. But I can't do all of this stuff at one time. I mean, I'm just...
I don't recommend it. I recommend that this will replace it. Whether you run them side by side for a little bit or not, and maybe you just want
to
do that.
Well, that's what I'll probably...
Yeah.
I mean, that's what you do, right? You run everything side by side.
Trial and error.
Works, stop everything else.
I agree, 100%, because for some business owners, some stuff works better than others, you know? You can't just go based off of, hey, this roofer's doing that, I want to do that, right? But the leads are cheaper even with Google Guarantee. The only hard part about Google Guarantee is if you can't pass a background check, right? And they charge $250 to do a background check on you. There's an application you fill out. I would send you the form right now. You got to fill it out, and it takes about 2 to 3 weeks to get through that process, and they interview you because they're guaranteeing the homeowners that they've done that and that they've vetted you, and they're also guaranteeing the homeowners $2,000 of insurance for the lifetime of the work should something go wrong, and that's provided directly from Google. So they want to do a good job of the guy that they're vetting in that program. And so the lead fees are cheaper, though. They're charging about $95 per lead on those ones. Again, they don't charge you unless you set an appointment, but they usually want you to start out with a prepaid budget. Usually the prepaid budget is about 13 leads. So, you know, let me get to the exact math on this here. You'd pay the $250 application, you go through that process, and then you need 13 times 95 as a starting budget. You'd be looking at about $1,235 to be exact. And then they deduct from that. So, you know, it's not exactly a cheap service to get started. You're looking at like $1,500, but you're right smack at the top of the page. And you have a 13 lead balance where they're not actually charging you unless you set an appointment. You know what I mean? So imagine you met with 13 homeowners on a roof job face to face at their residence. You know, what's your closing ratio going to look like? Yeah, you get one of them, you've already four or five times your money there, you know? So.
Yeah, are there any less expensive options as far as like if it's like less leads or if it's like waiving the $250 or anything like that? I mean, I'm trying to slim down here a little bit, but because I keep doing this, this is like I said, you're the
we do the $250 in the background check, and it might be 2-3 weeks for you to complete the background check and the application. And then they won't need that other $1,235 until you're ready to start receiving leads. Then you let them know,
yeah.
and then they accept it. So you do have a little buffer period there. But as far as like making it cheaper, you know, this actually goes directly into Google. So we're not even charging you for like building these ads for you and hosting these ads for you and running them and making sure they're accurate or disputing any lead charges on your behalf, you know. All that's just a part of our service as a Google partner. What you're paying for is going directly into those leads, and you have a tracking system and app that keeps track of it all and breaks it down for you. You'll have the calls, the recordings of the leads and everything, so you have transparency on where you're at and what you're spending, what your balance is. You know, it gives you full transparency. And that's the most advanced form of marketing and advertisement to date. This program's only been around for about a year now, a year and a half. Started in June of 2023. They started doing Google Guarantee.
Okay.
Yeah.
Those
guys see great results. That's like American Home Contractors and Chesapeake Roofing are up there right now.
What's the background check? What's going to stop me from being approved?
Felony.
Oh, okay. Well, you're talking about a legal, like a law, like.
Yeah.
Not so much.
It's Google. Like they'll literally ask you for your social, and they'll do a background check.
Yeah, and that's fine. I don't have anything to hide.
Yeah, and that's what they want, because I mean, they're literally telling the homeowner that, you know, we trust this guy with our own property. Basically, it's like a direct referral from Google. And in roofing, that's huge. Even if you don't have the reviews, you know, having yourself Google guaranteed is better than the reviews,
right,
honestly. And it gives the homeowner the extra insurance too, where Google's even backing it with their own money. Say, hey, if something does go wrong and we've referred them to you, we'll put our money where our mouth is and cover it for up to $2,000 for the lifetime of the work. So they got that extra insurance.
Mm-mm-mm. So then that's...
And that's something you can't get with PageHub.
I mean, what's the extra $2,000? Say it again.
It's a $2,000 insurance for the lifetime of the work. So if you actually just Google, like, what is Google guaranteed, it has it all in writing, the local service ads there. So it helps the customer find trustworthy service providers online, offers the money-back guarantee to them. It also offers the $2,000 insurance for the lifetime of the work.
Yeah, what is that covering? I don't understand. I mean, $2,000 doesn't go very far when it comes to construction. So what's that $2,000 covering?
It actually says on there lifetime limit. The lifetime limit for reimbursement varies by country in the U.S. and Canada. The limit is $2,000 in the U.K., Germany, France, Ireland, Italy, Spain, blah, blah, blah. It's 1,500 euros.
So is this for the customer?
Yeah, that's for the customer.
Oh, okay. So it's kind of like a insurance. Okay, I understand now.
Yeah. Yeah, and then the money-back guarantee they also have there, too. And that's like them guaranteeing you it's a qualified lead. That's why they don't actually charge you for it unless you set an appointment. Like if you're on the phone with the guy and we're trying to hand him off to you and you decide, hey, this isn't a good fit for me, I won't be able to provide the, let's just say as an example, like the asphalt shingle roofing that he's looking for. Then we go, okay, you know, no problem. We'll connect him with another guy in the Google Guarantee Network while I have him on the line. And then you don't have to worry about getting charged for those. With Home Advisor by Angie's, you know, they're just texting you the information and debiting your account. And it's like you might find out it's not a good fit or you might not win that guy over. You still lose out on that money, that lead fee. So the Google guarantee is like guaranteeing you your money back if something goes wrong, but they won't even charge you in the first place because they're verifying it over the phone with you live on the line. You get what I'm saying? They won't even take it away from your balance.
Yeah, so that was actually one of the things that I didn't like about Angie was that, so no matter what, even if I had no interest in doing the roof or whatever, I still had to pay for the lead or if it just didn't seem right or if the you get customers that you just don't want to work for.
Oh yeah. They've rubbed the
wrong
guy wrong a few times. Yeah. There's an FTC versus Home Advisor by Angie's and the Federal Trade Commission. Like, been all over those guys. They ordered them to pay back, like, $7 million, I think, earlier this year. Or it was the end of last year. But that's not a lot compared to the billions that they've generated. Yeah.
So why does the background check take so long? Does it take that long or what?
No, some guys get through it faster. It's just dependent on how responsive you are. Google kind of, as their partner, they tell us to kind of under-promise, over-deliver. So we'll tell you like 2 to 3 weeks, and then obviously if it gets done in a week, you don't mind, you know. But if it takes 2 to 3 weeks, then at least we're transparent with you, and we're not, you know, have you feel like we're lying to you or misleading you in any way.
I hear you.
Mm-hmm.
Even with the thing, it'd just be 2 weeks, 2 to 3 weeks, even with the holidays coming up.
Yeah, I mean, some guys get up there sooner, you know. It just depends on how proactive you are as a business owner. If you're really adamant about getting it up and running, I've seen some accounts get rushed and then be up and running pretty quickly. But, you know, also, like, your Google business profile plays a role in that. Like, they want that verified, too. And I know you're doing that through PageHub, or you just started working on that. But you're going to need that done.
This is my... it back to the computer, so I haven't done anything yet. I mean, it's this is just a hard time, man.
No, I hear you. You know, that's why you want a company with 20 years experience, so you're not trying to do these things on your own. You know, this should be every guy you see on that first page is doing this. They have a company like ourselves that they're working with. It's not like they're coming home at night doing it on their own after they just got done roofing all day dealing with that. So, they're outsourcing it.
So, I got so much stuff on my plate right now that I don't know what lays up right now. Google.
Your Google business profile is the actual page that holds your reviews. Like when you look up roofing contractor in Woodbine, you'll see like DWM. It has like 348 reviews right there. Those guys, 4.9 star. That's their business profile. Their website's attached to their Google business profile. They have to hit the website icon to get to their site, but this actual page is a Google business profile. And you click on it, it shows like they're Google verified. So you got to get Google verified. And that's usually why, like, oh, sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead. I'll just say, do you guys actually do websites?
Yeah. Yeah. You want to see some of them?
Sure.
Yeah. Here. It's actually all over our website. When you go to localsflash.com, there's a little tab at the top that says services, and there's a little drop down. And then it has a My Site custom website design. I'll send you the link right now.
Okay. Yeah, I'm there. My site.
Fully customized. Like, we get your domain purchased, and then we build it exactly how you want. We can help you develop your logo if you need help developing your logo. But these sites are really cool because they have a responsive design. So, like, if somebody's searching on an iPhone or an Android, it'll automatically shape to fit the device. I don't know if you've ever seen those sites that are like you pull it up on your phone and it's just hard to navigate. A lot of times they're built on a computer with like Wix or GoDaddy. And then, you know, once you go over to the phone format, it's not compatible. So it's just kind of like hard to navigate. You know, you're like scrolling all left and right. These ones have the programming to automatically adjust to whatever device that they're searching on. And so... you'll notice like the eligible industries for the My Site is roofers. So we actually build specialty sites specifically for roofing contractors. And then that's just a part of the service too, by the way. So we include our sites for all of our clients if they don't have them. It's not something that we're going to charge you extra for.
Yeah,
it's just a part of our service.
Sounds good.
If you buy them independently, they're $2,500. If you have our services, whether it be Google Guarantee or Google Ads or Google Places placements, then we include it. So it's like, you're already paying us month to month. There's no reason for us to add that. Eventually, we'll make it back.
You know? I mean, that all sounds neat and cool and whatever. If I leave you guys, where does the website go?
It's a $99 buyout for the domain, and then you keep it. You just got to get a host, or you can have us continue to do hosting for you.
Okay. And what's the domain?
The domain would be your .com, like housetohomecontracting.com.
Yeah, I don't like my domain. It's not a problem. I got to figure that out.
Yeah, you can always get your own domain, and we could build on it too. And then if you leave, you still own the domain and everything. That's another way.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it sounds like you're overwhelming yourself. You know, really, the simple thing is. If you want to get Google guaranteed right now, it's literally a step-by-step process. So, you know, I'd literally create the account. I'll send you the application. You start working on that right away, and we'll schedule an interview. And then you don't have to worry about like lead fees or anything until we get through the background screening. Then once the background screening is done.
Yeah, why don't we go ahead and, I mean, everything you're saying, I mean, sounds like what I want. Now I'm confused on what I should do with everything else, and I don't know.
Yeah, so here's the thing. I don't know what PageHub's charging you. If you want to stick with them for your local listing and your Google business profile, that's at your discretion. I think it would be best if we have it all under one roof, to be honest. But it's up to you.
Well, I honestly, to be completely honest with you, man, all of this, I'm not an advertising person. It's not what I went to school for. It's not, you know, it's, I don't know anything about it. It's the first time I'm dabbling in it.
And that's why they all outsource it to us, but if they don't.
You know, I still don't know exactly what I'm supposed to do for PageHub. Like, I still don't know what I'm fucking supposed to do, and it's.
Well, you signed up with them yesterday?
I don't know. 2 days ago, I think. I don't know.
Call them up, cancel, get your money back. Simple.
Well, I probably would. I don't know. I'm looking through my emails, and I've got so many things from these people like you. I get 15 different emails, and I don't know which one to click on, and they're all asking me for stuff, and I haven't had time. So I've been trying to get to the leads. And
well, again, so we walk all of our clients through it step by step. So you won't be in a position where, like, they're sending you a lead. Good luck. Figure it out. Oh, here's the verification form. Good luck. Figure it out, Scott. You know, we don't operate like that. We're not going to get paid if it's not working for you. You know, we're going to lose you. So we're on top of it.
I mean, I don't think they're doing that to me. I don't think they're just, you know, grabbing for money and running. But I just haven't been able to be active for the last 2 days. So it's been difficult for me to. I've been neglecting it as well.
Yeah, it's okay.
Let's just start the process of getting the background check rolling.
Okay.
Just like the Google. What other, and I meant to ask you this earlier. I was on you guys' website. Services. So the local SEO, what's SEO again? Sorry.
Yeah, search engine optimization. That's the service that you signed up for through PageHub.
And this is PageHub.
PageHub is who you said you signed up with, right? Yeah. We're local Splash.
Yeah.
But PageHub, you said they're doing your local SEO. That's all they do, actually. So PageHub, if you signed up with them, they're doing your local SEO services. We would be doing your Google guaranteed. But here's the thing. Like, if they're charging you, what, $250, $200?
I don't even know if it was that much. It really wasn't too much money. That's why I kind of went for it. It might be a couple $100.
Yeah. Well, I know the industry standard just for local SEO only is usually $199. If it's just local
SEO. Yeah.
Okay. Well, what I was going to say, just so that we could have it all under one roof, and I could do your local SEO for you for $149, save you that $50 every month, and then we could do the $250 application fee to get your Google guaranteed process. At the end of the day, you want to have the Google guaranteed leads. Local SEO doesn't guarantee you leads. They don't screen them. They don't guarantee that you're going to get anything from doing local SEO. They're just putting you out there, putting your name out there, making you findable, right? So, I mean, if you wanted to do that, it would be $398 today, or actually $399, sorry. And then the $149 would be reoccurring for your local each month on the 18th. And then you wouldn't actually do the lead balance until you've got through the background screening and you're ready to go. And with that service, you could literally just leave PageHub, and then we have it all under one roof. You know, you could get that money back from them.
Yeah, it's fine.
You want to do that?
The Google. Well, hold on. Don't get ahead of myself here. Don't get ahead of me here. Oracle, so the SEO,
mm-hmm.
the SEO, see, like, I just,
You want that, though, because right now you can't even find yourself if you look up your own name on Google. You don't have a Google business profile. So that's the whole purpose of starting up a local SEO campaign and getting your Google business profile up and running, right? Then you want to have that, and then we build up the 5 reviews on there, and then we launch the Google Guarantee campaign. But we could utilize, like, the local SEO services, get some stuff going while you're going through the background screening for Google Guarantee. That way you're not stagnant. If we could just land one customer between then and when you get Google Guaranteed, then it's going to pay for the whole thing. And then the first lead you accept will also pay for that balance. So now you're really rolling.
Mm-hmm. All right. Today I want to start the process of paperwork, and that's it.
Okay. So you just want to do the 250 for Google Guarantee and get that rolling, and then you're going to stick with PageHub for your local stuff?
No. Yeah, I don't even know where I'm at with them is the problem. I gotta see if I can get my money back or whatever. I don't know.
Okay.
I'll figure it out.
Well, then I'll send you the application. We'll get you going on Google Guaranteed, right? And then I'll send you my direct number and extension, and my offer stands with you on the local SEO. So if you decide to leave them and you're able to get your money back, I'll get you the local SEO services that they would be providing for you and your Google business profile for just the $149.
Yeah. Okay. So the SEO $149.
Yep. That's all PageHub's doing for you. So if they're charging you $199, if you cancel them and we're already doing your Google Guarantee, I'll go $149 on that. So you basically wouldn't lose anything, and you'd save yourself $50 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Make sense?
No, it makes total sense. I mean,
okay.
You're responsible if I don't do it.
Try to save you every penny we have. You don't want to have any unnecessary spending. And so that's why I'm recommending it's still going to be better than Home Advisor by Angie's, even if you did go with PageHub or continue to work with them. You just don't want to have that $100, $200 for nothing kind of situation continue to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. All right, Scott. So let me create the profile here, and I'll send you the application right now so you can start working on that. What's your business email address?
This is what I want to get rid of. It's scott@houseofhomecontractingllc.com. One freaking domain ever.
It's LLC at the end?
Yeah. I had I couldn't get anything.
You built that through Google, huh? The scott@houseofhomecontractingllc.com?
Yeah, that was just to get an email address, really.
Yeah. Those custom emails usually come from G Suite.
I did that a while back. I don't know.
No worries. What's your business street address for the PIN verification? Hopefully PageHub started working on this already, but if not, we want to make sure we're getting your verification done. So I usually send a little postcard to you in the mail. It comes from Google.
16952 Old Sawmill Road.
Old Sawmill. Got it.
It's in Woodbine,
Maryland. Yeah. They had that already, but they just weren't showing it. I think that it was requested to be hidden. Okay, let me see.
So is this where it actually shows up on the Google Maps?
Right, on your Google business profile, that little red dot will usually be there. But usually if you have a residence, Google recommends we hide the street address so that way you don't have people showing up to your house. Just more.
I was wondering about that.
Yeah, them receiving that 5-digit number from you off the back of the postcard they send in the mail just kind of verifies and lets them know you're actually there and do what you say you do.
You know, the thing that I like about the Google search, and this is from personal experience, and why I don't know if I would hide my address, is because when I search for something on Google, I go to the map.
Oh, yeah.
I search for, say, septic tank guy.
Yeah. You know, yeah.
I just did that the other day.
Septic well, that's common. Guy. That's
first
super
thing
common.
I do, I go to my phone, I go to Google Maps. I don't even go to Google. I go to Google Maps and search septic tank.
Yep.
That's it.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's actually very common. Google says a lot of searches start and stop there. Google Guarantee is more of a industry specific. Like, we notice people who look for roofers tend to go to Google Guarantee, but across the internet on all different types of searches, more people actually do pick locally from the map section, like you're saying. It's actually common.
So,
it's just in your industry, people want that Google Guarantee background check, the extra insurance, you know, their home's their biggest investment. So
that's fine. So
yeah.
So, if we go forward with this or whenever we do it, and I go to Google Maps and I search roofing contractors, will my house and my name and my company name show up on Google Maps with
yes.
a red dot on it?
Yes. If we do your local. Yeah, if you want it to. If you want the house displayed. But even if you don't want the house displayed, the pin will still be there. It'll just go to your nearest cross street instead of actually, give them the ability to, zoom in and show up at your door, you know?
Yeah. No, that's fine.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, so that's what PageHub is supposed to be doing, though, with your local SEO, is to get you established locally there, verify your Google business profile, send that pin. But I don't know, and you don't know really where they're at in that process or if you're going to continue to use that process. So either way, you're going to want that local listing, whether you pay them the $199 or you pay us the $149. That's really what that's for monthly that you're paying for, is that Google business profile being hosted and maintained up there in that map section. So it's separate from Google Guarantee, right? They're two different products. That's why I was telling you, I was like, look, I can knock it out, both of them for you. You could do $399 today, and it would be $149 reoccurring, and then obviously once your background check's done, then you'll have to put the lead budget into your Google Guarantee, but you don't have to get through that until we get there, you know? So pretty much that $399 would probably be all you pay for the next month until about January 19th, and then you'd be looking at $149 for sure, and then if you want to launch the campaign and start doing the paper lead from Google Guarantee, you'd be looking at a balance of 13 leads at $1,235, and then, you know, $1,235 mm-hmm. and 13 roof jobs goes a long way. You know, you probably have significant return on investment from that. The roofing contractors always have the highest ROI.
Right now, today, I just want to do the paperwork for now.
For Google Guarantee? Okay, I'll send the application.
Yeah, let's get the guarantee started. That's fine. And then
okay.
The other stuff, I probably will come around on that stuff. I just...
Yeah, we're going to want to manage it. Like, we might run into things. It's just easier to do your, the background check and everything if we already have it in-house. Because we actually, we're premier partnered with Google. Like, if you look up Local Splash and then Google Building One, we're right next to them. So it's easy if they say, hey, you know, does he have this? And we could just go, yeah, here's his verification form right here from his local listing, and there's the license number, and we have it all already. Instead of having to bounce back and forth or them have to verify it through PageHub. But it's okay. We'll figure it out. You just go one step at a time. We'll start out with this, get you all squared away for Google Guarantee, and then I'm pretty sure you'll probably wind up leaving them anyway, but I know you want to get that squared away and figured out before you jump into doing that with us. So we'll let you figure that out. All right. So how do you want your hours of operation for the business?
I'm at 8 to 6.
8 to 6. Okay.
I mean, I don't want phone calls before then. So.
Okay. All right, I'm going to send you the application now. we'll have you start working on this, and then we're going to want to set up an interview as well. In terms of securing the payment of the $250 for the application, how did you want to do that?
Just for the credit cards, man.
Okay. Is this under your name, the business name, or both?
Business.
Okay.
And, well, mine, I guess.
Yeah, you'll be able to write it off here in no time. Let's just go ahead and do this. Update. Okay, and billing address is the same?
Yeah.
All right. I'm ready for you.
4246.
4246.
3153. 6065.
9104. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
328.
And three-digit code on the back?
283.
Okay. All right. And then this application is going to come through to you automatically with the receipt. So just hang on the line with me here and get you all your paperwork. And then I'm going to enroll you for the CRM system too. That'll help you a lot. Keep track of your leads and balance and all your clients. It'll have recordings of the calls too, so that way you know exactly who you worked with and when and where they came from. It's a good little tool. I like it too because I could always sit down and show you guys every customer we brought in for you. All right, that application's on its way. Those all, you're getting multiple text messages, huh?
I've gotten three emails. And
okay.
I mean, yeah, since we started.
It'll go to your email, too. Yeah, it's set up that way unless you opt out during the process of filling out the form and everything.
Okay, now what do I need to do next here?
So that's the application. You're going to have to fill out the application. I can actually put you through a pre-app here. Okay, so let me just do this too. And I'll send this over, and then they'll wait for that digital form. Roofing, minimum monthly budget for 13 leads is showing $1,235. That won't be monthly, though. I mean, the leads roll over. So if you don't use the 13 leads in the month, you still have the remaining balance. It doesn't, like, automatically refresh. Once you've exhausted that 13 leads, they'll send you a notification, and then you can renew the balance at your own discretion.
It doesn't automatically refill my balance, but I have to do it? Is that what you just said?
Well, so what they do is they give you a 13. You could set it up to auto-renew, right? So they'll give you a 13 lead balance, though. To start out with, and that's what you'll pay for. And then let's say it takes you 2 months to get through the 13 leads. When that's up, you can have it set up to automatically process and reload you for another 13, or you could set it up to where they send the notification, and then you tell us if you want to keep going, and then they'll process it that way, right? So you have the option for this. Sorry, go ahead. I cut you off?
Nope.
Yeah, but what I was getting at is it's based on the leads. It's not like the local services where it's automatically every month on the same day no matter what. This one's based on the leads. So, you know, if it takes you 2 weeks to get through 13 leads, you know, you might be renewed twice within a month, you know, or it could take you 2-3 months. It's not based on the billing date. It's based on your leads and how you're exhausted and how quickly you guys are going through and completing jobs. Okay. They said, let client know cost per lead may fluctuate due to market conditions. They'll always disclose this with you. You could also increase what you're willing to pay for leads as almost like a bidding system, if you'd like. That way you kind of get first right of refusal on certain leads. So that's an option. Hours of operation are there. Client does not have an existing Google Guarantee campaign or Google Business Profile. Are they willing to share access to their GBP? Yes, we may end up taking over the local SEO. Client has 5 existing Google reviews. You do not, because your Google Business Profile is not completed and up and running yet. Is client willing to sign up for local SEO to help generate 5 reviews or request reviews? Yes, is client willing to provide the following items to complete the background check? Social Security. Okay, so if they ask you for a Social Security number, driver's license, or ID card, or passport, you're willing to provide that information to Google?
Oh, sure.
Okay. Not that they 100% will. They just want to know if you're willing to or not. Okay. Yes. Client aware that background check, identity check communications may come from a non-Google, non-local / email. It could come from Pinkerton or Evident ID. Okay, so sometimes Google does outsource their background screenings through Pinkerton or Evident ID, so be aware that if you do see that, that's likely relevant to your Google Guarantee campaign. Client has a specific industry license certification. Yeah, you're licensed and have a EIN. Number, obviously, right?
I do.
Okay. I know these are kind of no-brainer ones, but just going through it. Does client have an Accord certificate of insurance? It is valid at least 2 months from today and include commercial general liability. Okay. Do you have insurance that's valid over the next 2 months from today? And also, do you have any commercial general liability coverage?
Commercial? Did you say commercial?
Yeah, do you guys do any commercial?
I don't do any commercial.
Okay.
Second.
Well, if you're willing to and they have commercial leads, they want to make sure that you have commercial general liability coverage. So you can set up your campaign to where you're not receiving any commercial leads. That's fine, too.
Yeah, I mean, at the moment, I don't want to do that. I would rather just get to the...
That's what this interview, I'm going to set an appointment with the client interview technician in the Google Guarantee Department, and that's what that's all about, is we want to make sure that every lead that comes through is qualified. We don't want to have them calling you with a homeowner on the line that doesn't fit your parameters, and so they're kind of pre-screened for those parameters before they even contact you, you know. So they'll set your parameters and what you consider a qualified lead or job opportunity during that appointment.
So... on the certificate, do you know who the certificate holder is? Is it still me or is it somebody else?
The Accord certificate?
Yeah.
Yeah. It'll still be you.
Your insurance, the 2 months have commercial general liability, be a part of your policy. Okay.
Yeah, you're on the same... same thing I'm doing right here. I'm like filling out a pre-app for you right now, and then obviously you'll fill that out as well, and then they'll get it from both of us.
Yeah, so have commercial general liability be part of your policy and have matching business name address.
Mm-hmm. That's if you want to target commercial, so it has to apply to what you're doing.
So I do commercial general liability
for
occur. Yeah, policy, okay. All right. Well, I guess this is probably what they're looking for. This is what Maryland requires. So, I mean,
right.
It is, you know, if this isn't it, then they're going to need to tell me. So,
yeah.
I'm just going to look at this page. It'll be fine.
Okay. And then you you do want the custom website design, my site, from us, correct?
Yeah, I mean, that's fine. I wouldn't mind having support.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know how to build a website.
We offer it for free as a part of the Google Guarantee services that you signed up for, so. It's no extra charge to you, yeah. They just said, does the client want to opt into the free My Site as part of our Google Guarantee offer? Okay, if Google Guarantee only account, what is the Google Business Page link? Not available yet. Working on that through PageHub. Likely switch to us later. If PageHub's not performing properly or if he changes his mind. It's Google Guarantee only account. Is client willing to share manager access with us if Google Business Profile has not been verified? Reinstate the listing. Yes. If Google Guarantee only account, what is client's website link? We're going to build my site for him. Did client sign subscription terms? So you're going to get a receipt with an outline of everything, and you got to sign the bottom of it. It's called your subscription terms. I'm just going to go ahead and put yes here in the notes for him. All right, so I got my 24 on my end filled out. Scott Ray. You spell your last name just R-A-T-Y, right?
R-H-E-A, actually.
Oh, my God. Okay. Well, that's bad because... Yeah, you got some paperwork that's got it with R-H-E-Y that we just sent over to you. So let me fix it.
Okay.
I got to adjust it. And I'll manually resend your application.
Mm-mm.
How did I not verify that? That is a rookie move on my part.
Well, it's not part of my email.
Yeah, okay. But... That's good. Yeah.
Anyways.
It came over like that for my rep, and then I just kind of saved it that way. I assumed maybe she had verified it with you. But
you'd be surprised how many people put a Y at the end of that, because I say Ray, and then I say R-H-E-A, and everybody puts a Y at it at the end of it. It happens.
Yeah, she just did it. So, I mean, like...
It's a hard last name. They get it mixed up, and I don't know.
The H, yeah, the silent H kind of, too, is like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's okay. Okay.
Business license.
Got to make sure it matches up with all your paperwork and everything, though. So, yep, business license, insurance. So usually, Scott, what they do is I'll just leave you with this, let you fill it out, and then any questions you have over the next day or two while you're filling it out, you just call in. We have 24/7 customer service available to you. There's going to be a representative that's going to do a client interview with you. I'm going to set an appointment right now for tomorrow. And then that'll be the representative moving forward. It looks like it's going to be Perry. And so Perry will help you as far as pre-screening leads, transferring leads over to you. You know, you probably want to get to know him. He'll also dispute any leads. So if maybe you set the appointment, they charge you, you go out there, you find out that what they said on the phone wasn't actually what you thought it was or whatever the case may be, you know, sometimes things fall through the crack. We try to triple verify everything, but let's say it didn't work out, we still will actually dispute those so you don't get charged for them. It's part of the guarantee of the leads. So Perry will be the guy to do that to you. And so somebody that you're going to want to get to know and communicate with regularly here.
Okay.
What would be the best time to do your interview, your onboarding interview here?
It says tomorrow, you said?
Yeah, we usually give them a day. I'm sending the full application in and everything, all the paperwork to him, and then he's going to want to obviously do research on your market too, so he has recommendations ready for you, and we know how to get things up and running as fast as possible, get you some clients, get you guys on a roof.
Say this, Eric.
What time?
You say the guy's name's Perry?
Perry. Yep, Perry Tsai.
Mm-hmm. Perry, okay. I don't know.
Could be Bonnie, too, though. It's possible they might connect you with Bonnie, but right now it's showing as Perry.
Okay. No, that's fine. Perry, 9, 10 o'clock, that's fine.
9 to 10, okay.
When I
Okay. So actually, I should have said this. His earliest available would be tomorrow between 10:30 Eastern Standard Time. So it'd be like 10:30 to 11.
That's fine.
Okay.
It should be. Yeah. If I mean, if something changes, I'll try to let you guys know. Or
yeah. Yeah. We sent you a notification.